How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, O Israel? How can I make you like Admah? How can I treat you like Zeboim? My heart recoils within me. My compassion grows warm and tender. I will not execute my fierce anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim. For I am God and no mortal, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come in wrath. They shall go after the Lord who roars like a lion when he roars. His children shall come trembling from the west. They shall come trembling like birds from Egypt and like doves from the land of Assyria. And I will return them to their homes, says the Lord. So, who is God in this scripture? What is God's relationship to Israel? Anyone? Father? What's another word for a father? A parent. Yes. God's relationship to Israel is as a parent to a child. A parent to a child. Now, it's important that you understand some words here. The base word that the NRSV, that's the Bible I'm reading from, translates as compassion in verse 8 means womb. All right? So the base word, base Hebrew word of compassion means womb. And the Hebrew word that we translate Israel literally means comes from God. Comes from God. Now let me reread portions of this now and see if this parent image holds up for us, all right? Let's reread this. So in verses 3 and 4, if you're following along this morning in your Bible, let's listen. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up in my arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with bands of love. I love this next sentence. Listen to this. I was to them like those who lift infants to their cheek. Isn't that a great picture? Can't you just see that in your mind's eye? And then I bent down to them and fed them. And then if we move to verses 8 and 9. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, O Israel? How can I make you like Admah? How can I treat you like Zeboim? My heart recoils within me. My womb or my compassion grows warm and tender. I will not execute my fierce anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim. So tell me, how is Hosea describing God? Yes, God is being described as a parent, but can we be more specific? How is Hosea describing God this morning? Anyone? By the way, I love what you did with the kids' corner. I can hear teacher all over this. I can hear teacher all over this. But Hosea is describing God like a mother. Hosea is describing God like a mother. Think about it. What does compassion stand for? Or what is the base word, base Hebrew word for compassion? In a parent situation, who holds the womb in the household? The mother, right? Yes. And look at the word Israel. Remember what Israel means? It should be in your notes there. Comes from God. Think about that. Hosea is describing an image of a mother. And God is who Hosea is trying to describe. This is a mother who teaches her child to walk. Just let your mind's eye think about this as I say these words. Who takes them up in her arms and hugs them and heals them and keeps them safe. God is like a mother who does absolutely everything out of her love for her child with cords of human kindness and bands of love. God is like a mother who lifts her infant to her cheek. That moment when you can enjoy a moment of peace with your child. God is like the mother who bends down and feeds her child and does her best not to let her child go hungry. Yes, God is a parent of compassionate love. Compassionate love, a love that suffers when we suffer, cries when we cry, laughs when we laugh and has joy when we have joy. Amen? This is the God that created you and me. This is who Hosea is trying to describe. Hosea is writing to people in his day. Now listen to me on this. It is legal, if you have a rebellious son, to stone them to death.